Today on Rock in the Suburbs.
A lot of guitars, jangly 12 strings, shimmering acoustics, and on occasion, snarling 90s alt-rock electric guitars.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new music picks for August. My pick for album of the month is Lust for Gold by Starflyer 59. The band is basically Jason Martin's project, and the band's been around since the early 90s, but I did not catch wind of them until 2021 when their album Vanity was released. The song I suggest playing is called 909. My song of the month is a power pop gem called Under the Strip Lights by New Starts and Darren Heyman. It comes from the album More Breakup Songs that also came out in August. I don't know much about either artist other than they are both from the United Kingdom, but they appear to have joined forces for this album. That's it for me. Happy fall to everyone. I look forward to hearing the new music picks for August from my fellow listeners. Take care.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Paul Hayden from Wilmette, Illinois, calling with my August 2024 new music picks. First up is Chime School, the boy who ran the Paisley Hotel. It's their second album on Slumberland, which is essentially a platform for singer-songwriter Andy Pastelaniak. This is certainly a case of truth in advertising. The album is filled with chiming 60s-style pop. And there are a lot of guitars, jangly 12-strings, shimmering acoustics, and on occasion, snarling 90s alt-rock electric guitars. The song I'd like you to play is Wandering Song. The song this month is Maybe It's Just Me by Goodnight Sunrise. It's reminiscent of 90s punk pop such as Blink 182, Frosted, which was fronted by Jane Wheedlin of the Go-Go's, and Letters to Cleo. I like the crunchy sound of this single and look forward to future recordings. Let's take a listen. That's it for me this month. As always, I look forward to what everybody else is listening to. In the meantime, keep listening to Suburbs Pod Radio, and I'll catch you next time. Yeah.
The band's been around since the early 90s.